Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we were just talking about a karpef around an ear, the 70 and two-thirds amos that you have around the city. So we spoke about how we had a machlokas tanayim, whether even a standalone city gets 70 and two-thirds amos before you start measuring the Tchum Shabbos. But now we're going to, and then we, or whether no, it's only if you have two cities that are near each other, so there's 72 thirds amos. If there's 141 and a third amos in between them or less, then they're considered to be one big city. But now the Mishnah talks about, what about three cities utilizing a karpef? If you have three cities that are set up like a triangle, so two of them are opposite each other with a space in between them, and a third one is some distance away that's opposite that empty space. So if the two outer cities are 141 and a third amos between each other, so the middle village can serve as the bridge between them, so that they're all considered one city as far as measuring the tchum. Meaning, even though they're set up like a triangle, you're allowed to view them as if they're set up in a straight line, and therefore they're all considered to be a single city. So the Mishnah talks about that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We imagine the middle city as if it's directly in between the outer ones, but that's only going to be true if the actual distance between the middle city and each of the outer ones is less than 2,000 amos. Meaning, if the middle one is at it's a triangle, but it's way off, you know, in terms of how far it is from the outer cities, then we're not going to put that. We're not going to view it as if it's right in the middle and serve as a bridge between the two of them. Now the Mishnah talks about a tchum, how we actually measure the tchum, meaning up until now we've been discussing, okay, what are considered the city limits from which we'll measure the tchum, but we haven't actually spoken about actually measuring the tchum. When they measure the tchum, they take a 50 amma rope and do it and measure in 50 amma increments. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. They don't use a rope that's less than 50 ammos long, nor a rope that's more than 50 ammos long, because it could, that would lead to an inaccurate measurement. When two people are holding this tape measure, this 50 amma tape measure, they should each hold it directly across their chest, so that they're both at the same height and it's not on an angle where it's elevated or going in the downward motion. Meaning it should be it shouldn't be on a slope of any sort. It should just be held tightly across their chest. If a person was measuring and he got to a valley or to a pile of rocks, mavlio, he measures in a way that includes the ups and downs, the slopes of the valley, into the measurement. Meaning you view it as if you're drawing a straight line through the mountain, so to speak, or over the top of the valley. So if the width of the uneven ground from one side to the other is 50 amos or less, so the 50 amma rope reaches across it, you measure directly across the top. If the width of the uneven ground varies a little bit and directly opposite the city, it's wider than 50 amos, but off to one side of the city it narrows to 50 amos, then you can move from the place which is directly opposite the city where you're measuring and go in a straight line to the place that's a little bit off to the side, where you can get a more accurate measurement, where you can hold the rope across the top of uneven ground, and then you continue measuring along that new line, v'chazur l'midaso. When you get to a place where you can walk back in a straight line to the even ground that's directly opposite the city, so then you go back to the original line of measurement and you continue measuring from there. So if by going straight from where you want to start measuring, you're going to encounter these slopes and whatever else, so move off to the side where there aren't any slopes, continue measuring until you get past that slopey area. Higia lahar mavlio. If you get to a mountain when you're measuring the tchum, so try to measure in a way that absorbs the slope of the mountain, meaning over the top of the mountain, or like a straight line that goes through the mountain, just like you would with a pile of rocks. V'chozu l'midaso. And again, once you get past that mountain, go back to the original measurement. However, whenever the measurer needs to move to an area that's not opposite the city, you're only allowed to do that if you're not going to go outside of the tchum of the city in order to carry out those measurements. If you're not able to absorb the slope of the uneven ground of the mountain by using a 50 amma rope, that's where Rabbi Yami said, that's where I heard that you're allowed to make a hole through the mountain. It doesn't mean that you literally, physically bore a hole through the mountain. It means you measure the mountain in a way that would be the equivalent of drilling a hole through the mountain and sticking a rope, excuse me, from one end to the other end, and the way they would do that is they would take a much smaller rope, which is only dalet amos, if I recall correctly, and they would have a person standing at the foot of the mountain holding it by his chest, and another person standing 4 amos away from him holding it by his feet, and that way they would just cover the slope in that way they would sort of exclude the slope of the mountain in doing that measurement. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you have three cities that are positioned like a triangle, even though the two external cities are more than 141 and a third amos from each other, as long as the third city that's at the top of the triangle is within 2,000 amos of each of those cities, we could view it as if it's occupying the space in between the two cities, and therefore it could turn them all into one city by utilizing Karpeth. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that when you're doing the measurement, you always use a 50 amma tape measure to do the measurement, and you hold it taut and you hold it across your chest, but if you get to uneven ground you can move off to the side as long as it's still within the tchum and keep measuring. But when it comes to a mountain, if you're not able to move off to the side, you could use 4 amma ropes and measure in such a way that would be the equivalent of boring a hole through the mountain and measuring directly and straight. So we don't take the slopes into the measurement as to add space, to add distance to the measurement. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey.